Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and, you know, I'm not a fucking macho guy, I don't think. I'm not one of these fucking hard-ass, tough guys that likes to beat his fucking chest and wear douchey Affliction t-shirts. You know those pieces of shit? The bros. Sometimes they operate in packs. They're loud, they yuck it up. They're just douchey guys. Douchey fucking tough guys. I don't really like tough guys, and I wouldn't want somebody to think that I was one of those guys. But what happens when somebody thinks you're the flip side of that? You know what I mean? What if somebody doesn't view you as a big tough guy, they view you as like a huge fucking pussy? I found out recently that one of my friends thinks I'm a huge fucking pussy. She basically just fucking told me that. She came right out and fucking told me that. She didn't use those words. She tried to be more tactful than that. She didn't just say to me, you know what, Chris Johnson? I think you're a huge fucking bitch who's afraid of confrontation. She tried to kind of like ease into it. But I knew what was going on. She was calling me a pussy. She thinks I'm a pussy. And this person always likes to tell me that she keeps it real. So, I mean, if she thinks I'm a bitch, she thinks I'm a huge fucking pussy, she's going to keep it real and fucking tell me that, whether I want to fucking hear it or not. And I got news for you. I don't. I don't want to fucking have somebody tell me that I'm a big bitch, because I don't think I am, but maybe I am. I mean, I don't know. I have to start thinking about it then. I get a little anxious about it. Here's the bitch of the situation. She's not wrong. She's really not wrong. I don't like confrontation. I can do it. I've done confrontation. I've gotten involved in confrontations, but I really just don't like it. I don't like confrontation. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of fucking time. It's something that I gotta fucking do. It's something I gotta, like, you know, hype myself up for. I just have no fucking interest in it. I act if I have to fucking act. Here's a good example. We were talking one night. She brought up somebody. And I'm like, you know what? That guy's kind of a fucking racist. He's kind of a piece of shit. And she's like, well, how do you know that? I'm like, well, he just kind of came out and said some kind of douchey shit one night. And she's like, well, what did you do? I didn't fucking do anything. I just don't fucking talk to him anymore. You know? That's how I handle it. That's what I do. I think to myself, this guy's kind of douchey. Do I want to make a scene? Eh, not really. But I also don't really want to be around him if he's kind of an asshole. So what if I just ignore him from here on out? You know what I mean? What if he just kind of fades away and that's what I'll do? It's not my fucking job to change somebody's mind. I'm 35 fucking years old. I've met a lot of assholes in my day. If you're going to be an asshole, you're going to be a fucking asshole. I just don't want to deal with you. I just won't deal with you. I'm not going to fight with fucking everybody. If I fucking picked a fight with everybody that said something fucking stupid or insensitive or fucking racist, I'd be fucking fighting 24/7. I'd be fighting on the fucking regular. I'm not going to fucking do that. I'll do it if I have to do it. I mean, if I really cared about somebody and they said something, I'd be like, yeah, what the fuck? But it's usually easier for me just to fucking drop it. Just to fucking be like, okay, I'm gonna file that away. I'm gonna place this guy in the dick category and just not fucking talk to him again. She's like, I would have fucking said something. I know you would have, goddammit, because you fucking say something to everybody. You just call me a bitch. But it's just not really like in my fucking nature to say something. One of my buddies, Sully, told me one time to pick your battles. And that's usually the motto I try to live by. Pick your fucking battles. There's gonna be shit that comes up all the fucking time. You can bitch about so much stuff on a daily basis. Just pick your fucking battles. Pick them. Otherwise, you'll be fighting all the fucking time. So that's the motto I try to live by. I try to pick my fucking battles. My buddy, she doesn't want to do that. She wants to pick every battle. And sometimes, she'll pick the battle and then tell me about it afterwards. Walks up like, hey, remember the other day when I called you a bitch for avoiding confrontation? You know what I just fucking did? Some asshole said this and I fucking said this. You did that just now? Yes. Ah, fuck. Look, you're tougher than me. You are a tougher person than I am. I'm not ashamed to say it. Look, if somebody's got bigger balls than me, even if she doesn't have a set of balls really, I'm not afraid to admit it. She's got bigger balls than I do. She doesn't give a fuck. She's not gonna let shit lay. I've picked some fights over the years. I fought with my father over the years. Because, like, you know, he pushes you to a point, you gotta fucking stand up for yourself, you know? I usually use confrontation as like a last resort. If I have to fucking do something, if I have to fucking say something, I'll fucking do it. Otherwise, I typically want no fucking part of it. I don't want to deal with it. Confrontation too makes me feel bad. Even if I'm right, it makes me feel bad. I think part of the reason I hate confrontation is because my parents used to fight all the fucking time. My entire childhood is just filled with memories of my mom and dad fighting. Why did they fight all the time? Because they're fucking assholes. I remember one time, they were screaming at each other in like the fucking kitchen, and then my mom ran to the bedroom and then the door slammed, and then my dad starts fucking stomping after her like a goddamn fucking bull because he's such an asshole. And I remember saying to myself like, uh-oh, another fight. But I accidentally said that out loud, and then like he just stops in his tracks and like turns to me. He's like, what did you say? Starts screaming at me. starts screaming at a fucking, like, 11-year-old or however fucking old I was at the time. So then he screamed at me, and then he went and he screamed at mom. So my whole fucking childhood was filled with that shit, and I just don't want to relive it. I just don't want to go through that shit again. When you grow up and there's constant fucking fighting around you and constant fucking chaos and constant fucking turmoil, I guess you just go in the opposite direction. I just don't want to fight, you know? I don't want to fight. I guess I'll accept being a huge bitch now in her eyes, so long as I don't have to fucking fight with people. I got a bit of bitch in me. I got a bitch streak. I've been hanging around cats so goddamn long, I got a little bit of that pussy in me. Hear a loud noise just running the other fucking direction. Well, you can follow me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou or on Instagram in maybe 5 minutes. You can get every single episode of the podcast on Podbean, the website or the app. Google Play I'm on. I'm on Apple Podcasts too. New episodes will be out Sundays and Wednesdays. And you can follow on Facebook too. I'm going to put those episodes right in the timeline for you.